Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a game changer.
What up?
It's a game changer for this business that's having a little bit of a hard time right now.
All right.
It's a game changer more specifically and better for all of us because having this always at this restaurant will give us access to it in whatever community you're in.
Fantastic.
Because for some reason, we have been undergoing the great ice cream disappearance of the last 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So it's been a rough 2 weeks for McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't heard, an E. coli outbreak at some restaurants caused a bunch of people to get sick. And there are no reports of any of that around here.
Yeah.
But the restaurant, after an investigation, says they linked the issue back to a Colorado supplier of chopped onions. Specifically, the ones that go on quarter pounders.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So they said they fixed it. Everything is okay if some locations won't be putting onions on the quarter pounders.
Right.
So you got that problem right now. But because of the issue, the stock took a big hit. This story might fix all of it.
Whatever.
You'll never again have to worry about a broken ice cream machine at McDonald's.
Okay.
Okay, I get that you don't get this because you're a non...
I never think of ice cream in McDonald's.
Kimmy, will you explain the frustration?
McFlurry? That was a standard.
Yeah. How about just the Hot Fudge Sundae? Right.
Oh, I always got the McFlurry. But either way, sometimes it was not available.
Not sometimes, all the time.
The the shakes, the chocolate, is that all the same thing?
I'm not sure.
All right.
I'm not sure.
But so what happened?
The big joke is, every time you go to McDonald's, the ice cream machine is broken. And there was this conspiracy theory that it wasn't actually broken.
Liars.
Yes, the folks in the back just didn't want to clean the ice cream machine. Well, it turns out they weren't lying.
So what happened?
There is one company that makes ice cream machines for every McDonald's, according to this story.
Oh. Mm.
And this company has an exclusive rights deal, or had an exclusive rights deal, to repair their machines.
Mm-hmm.
No one else was allowed to repair the ice cream machines at McDonald's except for the company that made them. And they ensured this was the case because they put digital locks on the machines so you couldn't get in and fix them. So if there was an issue with the machine, which pops up frequently.
Out of my hands.
Right, Kimmy, you know we worked at an ice cream shop. Lots of things have to get fixed.
Right.
There was nothing that the stores could do. What made it more frustrating is this company that makes the machines for McDonald's, they didn't have repair people, one, enough of them, and two, close enough to all McDonald's to get this taken care of right away.
So what happened?
Well, the Federal Trade Commission.
Thank God those boys got involved.
Stepped in.
Mm-hmm.
There was a negotiation. And yesterday, McDonald's announced that their store owners, the independent franchise owners, will now have the right to repair their own ice cream machines.
Thank God.
It's a big deal.
All right, so you can call your own repair guy.
Yeah, or you can figure out how to fix it yourself, whatever you want to do.
Mm.
Owners of McDonald's have been fighting for this for years. They say that because this company was the only one that was allowed to fix it, they were charging exorbitant prices that they couldn't afford.
It's surprising like McDonald's would even sign on for a deal like that. Think of all the money they lose on ice cream.
Understood. But you also got to remember McDonald's is very into making everything at every store exactly the same, right?
Yeah.
So
maybe
they thought if the same company handled everything, there wasn't going to be any difference between stores.
So let the ice cream flow, says the federal government.
Yeah, it's nothing we have to worry about anymore.
Thank God, no. Here come the McFatties.
I don't get why. How do you live your life the way that you do?
One day at a time.
Oh, is that something fun? Hate it. Is that delicious? Don't want it. Sucks. Hate it. Beep. Bro, you don't know what it's like, man, when you're in a McFlurry mood, right? Just a little bit of Oreo.
That's something I've never been in. I've never woke up and go, God damn, man, I'm in a McFlurry mood.
Well, you have some salty fries.
I like the burger and fries.
But then you want a little sweet on the back end. It's not like you're having a bowl of soup where you can't have any chocolate afterwards.
Well, you know I'm anti-ice cream. I'm not a big ice cream guy.
The thing,
it drives my wife nuts. It
drives everybody nuts. What human isn't into ice cream?
We go to Pittsburgh Dairy.
Yeah.
I get coffee. And she drinks.
She eats her ice cream while you sit there and watch her eat.
I get like a little Italian coffee.
Okay. I like to watch. Eat that ice cream. What you were saying to me?
The only reason I don't always like ice cream isn't my go to when it comes to fast food is just because unless I'm eating there, it's difficult because I don't want my ice cream to melt while I'm eating my meal, And it's just, it's all about timing, and it just doesn't always line up when you're getting fast food.
You do have to get back in line afterwards.
Yeah, like you'd have to go back up and order it because you're not going to order it with all the hot stuff.
That means you're eating at the McDonald's, which most people don't do.
Kimmy's husband and I do.
Yeah.
Not to get
that's weird.
No, he does. He loves to like eat inside. I've never been an eat at the place kind of person.
We've had this debate 5 times. It always ends up at us screaming at each other. Let's not do that again. Right. But Dairy Queen has solved the problem that you brought up, Kimmy.
Yeah.
If you go into Dairy Queen and get like a burger and fries and then an ice cream, they give you the burger and fries and they give you like this little tag. So when you're done, you go hand the tag and they make you your ice cream.
That's smart.
But here's the thing.
What?
With McDonald's now allowing their franchise owners to fix the ice cream machine so there won't be days and days without ice cream at these McDonald's locations, it's a game changer not just for McDonald's, but for every American. Because now, every town in America, because there's pretty much McDonald's in every town in America.
Every corner.
Will have access to ice cream. Because, Kimmy, for whatever reason, over the last couple of years, ice cream places have started to disappear.
What do you mean disappear?
Oh, you mean like straight up just plain ice, like all they got is ice cream.
You got it.
Huh.
In Henrietta alone, 3 mom and pop ice cream shops have closed.
I wonder why.
In the last 3 years. I don't know. And if anybody has any idea, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263.
I mean, I think Abbott's. I mean, they're a standard. Yeah.
Yes, I mean, Abbott's is a juggernaut.
Yeah, right. And maybe that's part of it, too. We're so spoiled by Abbott's. But I wonder if... You know, remember there was that boom of like the Froyo
style
stuff? Yo, like,
which is still open at Henrietta. Very good.
Did that hurt some of the your mom and pop ice cream places?
It could be, but most of the Froyo places closed too.
You're right.
And what's even more strange.
More strange.
Past the local places that have closed, right?
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There are very few now national ice cream chains.
But you used to have your big one was Baskin Robbins.
Doesn't exist anymore.
And then Carvel was the other big one.
Doesn't exist anymore. Ben and Jerry's had locations. Doesn't exist.
So there was one on Main Street in Pittsburgh that closed.
Yep. Yeah. Every town had a Friendly's. Those don't exist anymore in
so
most
maybe
towns.
There's no interest in ice cream.
No, there is because every time I go, like there's still Dairy Queen and Sonic, right? And every time I go to Dairy Queen, there's people in line to get ice cream. Why can't we support national ice cream chains?
We don't want it.
Why? Uh-huh. Ice cream's delicious.
It is, but maybe you're getting another way. Maybe you're just getting a Wegmans. Like, bring it home. Have it there.
No, but it's not really as fun.
I agree. But
okay, now you sound like every guy.
You don't
Kimmy
get all
I,
the toppings.
Yeah.
You don't get, you know, the specialty ice cream cones.
I mean, do your kids get, like, jacked up for going out and getting ice cream?
Oh, yeah, because there's 100,000 different types of ice cream at the ice cream store now. Like, if you go to Lugia's, Kimmy and I worked at Lugia's.
I mean, do they get excited, like, we're going out for ice cream?
Yeah, man. Who doesn't get excited for ice cream?
And I would think just, like, youth sports would support all the ice cream business in town. Because if you get stuck behind, you know, a T-ball team, you're going to be there for a while.
You know what Tommy sounds like right now?
Yeah.
So going back to Kimmy and I's Lugia's experience, the ice cream spot in Spencerport, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Highly recommend you check it out.
And it's old school mom and pops.
Yeah. Locally owned, very cool people. But Kimmy and I worked there at different times. We had the same experience where there would always be dads, like 2 or 3 every night, guys your age, grandpas, where they'd come up to the counter and they'd order their ice cream and then you tell them what it costs. And they go, I could get a gallon out of Wegmans for half the price.
But you'd also have to explain to them that these sizes are very large.
Yes,
so your standard small is actually pretty big.
Sure.
You get a lot of ice cream for under $5.
But see, here's the thing. If you can do that, what you just said, go do it, old man. Why are you standing in front of me? I don't own the place. Shut the hell up. And the reason you're here is because not everybody you're with wants to eat coffee ice cream.
Right.
So shut up.
But you mentioned that might be one of the things that killed the ice cream shops.
What?
Every one of those places, Dunkin', Tim Hortons, and Starbucks all sell ice cream.
It's not ice cream.
That is not my... I wouldn't think like... ice cream spot
this is how
I'm
like
telling
I don't know parents aren't taking their kids to like Starbucks to get ice cream
you go to Dunkin', you can get ice cream at Dunkin'.
You can't get an ice cream sundae at Dunkin'.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
It's called a Dunkin' Sundae.
See, no, this is what he did. He thinks like the...
And Tim Hortons is a ton of ice cream.
He thinks the Frappuccinos are ice cream milkshakes.
See, that's what I mean. Sucking them down.
Kids ain't drinking our milkshakes. There is a Tim Hortons in Fairport that has a Cold Stone Creamery. That's it.
Okay, yeah.
I forgot about that joint.
But Kimmy, you were saying, I'm sorry.
No, it was just about the dads who complained, but their kid also like ordered a banana split with like 10 extra toppings.
Yes,
so it's
yes.
like, well, yeah, that's why it added up so fast.
$30 ice cream.
Which you can take two bites out of and be done with.
No, the reason why the ice cream shops still should be cranking is no family can agree on what ice cream to get if you're getting one ice cream.
Yeah, you got to spread it out.
Yeah. Like if we are at Wegmans and we're going to get ice cream to go, I have my go-to ice creams, right? Cookies and cream. Peanut butter and chocolate.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get like wild and get like Panda Paws every once in a while.
Yeah.
But like my wife wants some like weird ass tropical fruit flavored ice cream.
Well, she's Jamaican. She's from the tropics.
No, she's not. She's from Montana. That's where she was born. She grew up in Delaware. Don't know if there's a lot of mango ice cream in Delaware. Like my youngest daughter wants some kind of coffee ice cream, and then my oldest daughter, like, well, is that the least convenient kind of ice cream? I'm like, that one. I don't even like it, but you can buy it for me. So it just wiped, yes, I got to pay a little more, but I keep peace. I'm like the UN. Yeah, it's going to cost us a little bit, but there's nothing bad is happening.
I just can't get jacked to like drive into his place to sit down and eat an ice cream, and then we got to go home.
I love it. I love it.
It's too quick of an outing.
I will always get more ice cream than I can handle because I want it to sit for longer and eat my ice cream.
Right. You can't even save it for later. It's just done.
No, yeah. I'll eat the whole thing. I'll eat myself sick. Mm. I will. I am always sick when I'm done eating ice cream. And I'm not lactose intolerant. I just eat too much ice cream.
All right.
Doesn't everybody eat too much ice cream?
I love ice cream, but like when I'm full, I can't. It's not one of those things I can push through.
No, like I think like ice cream is one of those foods where your eyes never match up with what's left in your stomach. You always get too much ice cream.
Because you're watching them scoop it and everybody else is getting something different and it all looks good.
Right? And if you're able to get, like at Lugia's, you can get two different flavors. You're absolutely getting two different flavors in one cone.
And then even at home when you get like the half gallons, right? Like you'll do one scoop, you put it in. Okay, that doesn't look like enough. Two scoops, you put it in. That doesn't look like enough. Three scoops, that looks like too much. But oh, look, there's a big chunk of peanut butter over here and I don't have enough peanut butter mixed in with chocolate, so I'll get the frozen peanut butter. Now I'm sick. Now I'm a sick man.
Well, you're also, as a dad, the ice cream disposal, so you get all the leftover ice cream, too.
No, but I don't want their crappy ice cream. I'm not
My dad always finished everybody's ice cream.
Yeah, but you ate, like, normal ice cream. Pralines and cream, shut up.
Oh, very New Orleans.
Ugh.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.